Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. We're back. God bless you on this morning, and thank you for joining us. Welcome. Well, today's Tuesday, December the 24th. Wow. It's Christmas Eve. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm praising the Lord for many, many reasons. One of them in particular, as I listened to our intro music and sounds, yes, it sounded great, absolutely great, because I missed being with you on yesterday. And by the way, thank you for all of your prayers. What happened actually the night before, which was Sunday night, I was just mostly awake all night, laying in bed, but mostly awake, because I had a nagging toothache, and it just bothered me, and didn't get any sleep much at all, and was still in the midst of trying to deal with the discomforts of the toothache, even during the time that we're due to be on the air. And of course, I missed being on. It was just a strange feeling of not being on as I'm accustomed to, we're accustomed to. And so, obviously, I'm real happy to be back with you on this morning. And, of course, it's a very special day leading up to tomorrow, which is Christmas Day, as we have established and celebrate. So, welcome. You're on the Maximum Radio Network, and you've established a dynamic and powerful connection with global time with Jesus Christ. And we're a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. An exciting project that has gone on for thousands of years now, and is don't know how many more thousands of years are ahead in terms of waiting for its fulfillment, but we are excited about the prospects as we see in God's Word, and we continually are reminded of His promises. So I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for a few minutes here, and I can say I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. And welcome, and thank you for joining us today. Well, what is our focus for today? Our focus today is wise men still seek him. Now, we're told in the biblical narrative concerning the birth of Jesus Christ that wise men came from the east, and they came bearing gifts for the newborn king, so to speak. And that began a search, or at least a fruitful search, for all of us in finding him, because he arrived as promised. Well, there is no event that has had the impact upon our world than the arrival upon earth of God in human form. No other event has had that kind of impact and still continues to do so. Jesus' birth is the most earth-shaking event since the creation itself. The nations are in an uproar about what to do with this reality and are moving to a place of open rejection of the Christ. So today we'll pray for the nations and for those persons who are immersed in hopelessness and despair. And of course, you've joined us, and we thank you for doing so. Just want to touch a passage of scripture for our edification and understanding. There's an important scripture. Of course, all of them are important, but there's one that speaks to the time and the season we're in and what is going on, gives us understanding. And it's written by the prophet David. That's right, he was a prophet. And it gives us a preview of where things are headed now in this season so that we can understand. Now in Psalm, and that's the scripture I'm referring to, in chapter 2 and verse 1, and I just want to read some scriptures from there, and I'll be reading it using the Amplified version of the scripture. In other words, the Amplified version kind of breaks down and expands what's being said so that we have more of a total understanding. Verse 1, why do the nations assemble with commotion, uproar and confusion of voices? And why do the people imagine, meditate upon and devise an empty scheme? The kings of the earth take their places, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ. Now notice verse 2 saying, they take counsel against the Lord and his anointed, meaning they're taking counsel against God himself and the plan that God has put in place. And he has a plan which begins with Christ. And the word Christ means anointed. So his plan includes Christ. And here's where the plan is going. Here's what they say. Verse 3, let us break their bands of restraint asunder and cast their cords of control from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord has them in derision and in supreme contempt. He mocks them. He speaks to them in his deep anger and troubles, terrifies and confounds them in his displeasure and fury, saying, yet have I anointed, installed, and placed my king firmly on my holy hill of Zion. Speaking of Jesus and what the Father has done, he set his king, his anointed one, to rule over Zion. Verse 7, I will declare the decree of the Lord, he said to me, you are my son. This day I declare I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the utmost parts of the earth as your possession. That's the plan right there, that the son would inherit the nations and all of the earth. That's what the battle is about. That verse, verse 8, is the point of the spear of the war, because that's God's intent, and that's what the nations are rejecting. They don't want that. They have their own plan. So here is what he will do as he takes possession. It says, verse 9, and you shall break them with the rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like potter's ware. And then there's a warning, verse 10. Now therefore, O you kings, act wisely, be instructed and warned, O you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with reverent awe and worshipful fear. Rejoice and be in high spirits with trembling, lest you displease him. Kiss the Son. In other words, pay homage to him in purity, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for soon shall his wrath be kindled. O blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are all those who seek refuge and put their trust in him. Well, isn't it wonderful that we have put our trust in him? We pay homage to him, and we are blessed, meaning happy, fortunate, and to be envied, because we seek refuge and put our trust in him. Powerful, powerful renderings of God's heart by the prophet David. He was able to have a projected vision of of eternity past and a forward vision of eternity to come, and allowed us to eavesdrop like a fly on the wall of the conversation between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those three persons are in conversation in this psalm. And when you understand that, the understanding opens up, is made manifest, comes, and you see where we are now and where we are as nations of the earth, where we are headed. And that's why this program is called Global Time with Jesus Christ. This thing is global, worldwide. And so we see every year, this is the most important time for the nations, not because they're seeking Christ, but because they make money. It's that simple. However, the most important reason for the season, of course, is Christ. And they've tried to X him out by going Xmas instead of Christmas. Then I was listening to one secular talk radio where they were advising people to have a naturalistic Christmas. And what does that mean? That means have a Christmas that's devoid of any spiritual or religious meaning at all. But yet it's naturalistic Christmas. So how do you have a naturalistic Christmas with Christ still in it? Well, the scripture tells us, why do the nations be in a commotion and an uproar and and confusion of voices. They're confused. That's what it is. Well, welcome to you. God bless you on this Christmas Eve. I'm glad to be back. Thank you for your prayers. And now we want to... I have a praise report. And while I'm getting to that, I'm opening up your lines. I would love to hear, I think we would love to hear from you, your thoughts, sentiments, feelings about this wonderful season. It's truly the most wonderful time of the year. Has nothing to do with Macy's and Bloomingdale's, Fortune Offs. It has to do with him. That's what makes it what it is. And it's not even about the Christmas tree or the gifts under the tree. It's about the gift. And the gift is Christ. There's no other gift that comes anywhere close to having worth as he is to you and I. So I want to praise him for the gift. Father, we thank you for this program today. Thank you for this opportunity to share with all the world the good news of your appearing on earth in human form to touch us humans where we need it most. We needed freedom, hope, love, mercy, salvation. And you came to our level in order to minister to our need. We had no hope before that. We could look forward, but we had nothing present. Now we have the real thing. We have real hope, real salvation, real redemption. It's all very real. And it's offered to us. And thank God for those of us that have accepted that truth. And we thank you, Father, for those that are yet, as you patiently wait for them, yet to accept the gift, the most awesome gift, the most attractive gift. So we thank you for the gift, including the wrappings, which impresses us. You wrapped him in human form. We thank you and we bless your name. Our hearts are filled with joy. So we thank you today and we ask you to speak to our hearts, touch us on this very special occasion and season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, on our prayer agenda today, there are at least a couple of things that we would like to target with prayer. And I think on the top of the list would be prayer for those that are immersed right now in hopelessness, depression, despair. While you and I are experiencing great joy, and we should, because we understand our lives are touched, changed, and transformed by his arrival, there are those who don't know him and are in despair for many reasons. There are some that are in despair because they feel they don't have the money, the finances, to buy gifts for people that they would like to give a gift to, or because they're not close to loved ones. They'll be spending this season alone. And we can go on and on with the list of reasons why many are depressed. Some are in ill health, that can be depressing. So we want to pray for them today. We just saw last few days a man threw his 3-year-old son off the balcony of a high rise in the city of New York, and then he followed by jumping, ending both of their lives. That's the kind of thing that Satan will do during an awesome season such as this one, where we should be full of joy, but then there's despair. So, your lines are open. Thank you for being patient with us. We're back. If you,
hi, Gordon. I was on the other line. Hello?
Okay. You're on the air, global time, with Jesus Christ. Are you on? I just heard the voice. Okay. All right. That sounded like my sister, by the way. Good morning. Good morning. Speak up. I hear your voice. Okay, your lines are open. Do you have a comment, praise report, or prayer request? We're taking any one of those, and it's free. The opportunity is free to you. It's New Year's. I'm sorry, not New Year's. It's Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve. Well, New Year's is coming, and it's in my spirit. I'm looking forward to it, and I know my wife, she's on, and she's looking forward to it. We're beginning our 42nd year of marriage. Mm-hmm. To each other, to the same person.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. I hear that lovely voice.
Yes. Good morning. Happy New Year. Congratulations. And may God bless you both. Anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We received that. And she's on, so she's hearing it as well. Yeah.
Cool.
Praise God.
This is Tammy. I just want to thank God for waking us all up today. And oh, gosh, he is awesome. He's just so awesome, God. Thanks for being here for us, God. I just want to pray for, thank God for all the people who are less fortunate than we are today without the shelter and everything. I know God has blessed me through this. And today,
yes.
Today too. I want to give praise that I'm back in school and I'm acing my exams and all. I just
praise
want to
God.
Thank God. So I want to thank God. Thank Him.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm in a good place today. I'm really in a good place today. I also want to thank God for having you in good health today as well. Because you sound good. I'm glad.
Well, praise God.
Back, of course. Amen. That was me.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise His name.
Amen.
So, Tammy, it sounds like you have received and accepted the gift. That's Him.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes. Life, you've accepted the gift.
Yes, we go through a lot in life, and sometimes it's not what we want to go through, but it's worth it. I just want to say it's worth it because I feel so much in a good place today. And my angels are in full effect. I just love it. And my eyes are open. Oh, it feels good. It just feels good. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
And it's the kind of gift that keeps on giving. Isn't that wonderful?
it's
not a one. It's not a one-day affair. It keeps on giving. Yeah, because He is just awesome in His mercy and love towards us, and we are immersed in that continually, daily, all day long. And so we don't have to, you know, someone, I just pay attention to what's going on in our society and what's in the atmosphere. And someone was saying on the radio that they wish that this would be all year round. Well, guess what? It is.
And it's just the joy that comes. The joy comes in the morning. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Your eyes open up. God, thank you for being there for me outside. Thank you. Please take care of your breath for people who don't see, don't know what to ask for. I mean, give them knowledge. You know, just give us some knowledge. Let them feel and see that it's okay to go through storms, and it's going to be okay tomorrow. It's going to be okay today. So
yes. Well, thank you, Tam, for sharing. Thank you for joining us, being with us, and I trust that you will have a wonderful day. A blessed day on today and, of course, on tomorrow as you sit down with family and with friends to just enjoy what God has done. And, you know, I just want to add this quickly. You know, Jesus was not born on the 25th of December. Shepherds don't watch flocks at night in the Middle East during the winter time. So, however, and some research will reveal to you that the date is kind of man-made, if you will. But nevertheless, it's a holiday for us, and we're using the holiday to focus on the gift and the blessing that came, or the blessings that came. That gift. So enjoy it. It doesn't matter how much money you have or what you don't have. Just praise Him and thank Him. I sit down with friends and family today and tomorrow and through this season. Just praise Him. Let notes of praise come from your lips.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. I'm looking forward to just being your family, your friends.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Anyone else has a praise report or a prayer request?
Yeah,
we welcome that. Please share it.
Somewhere they could go up.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him, yes. From whom all blessings flow. Thank God for His great salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. Thanks for the peace and goodwill that He brought to us through His Son. Amen.
Yes.
There is no name greater than the name of Jesus. And you know what? No matter what, He said, finish. It's all been done. They may try to take His life, but they cannot. Amen. Because the Word of God tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail, and God is coming back for His church, and we are His church. He is joining us, adorning us right now, even for the battle. Yes, we in the battle. And you know what, Pastor? The mind of the people. That's why that young man can do what he did. But you know what? That's why we got to continue to stand in the gap. We got to continue to pray just like this prayer line do. And I just thank God for you, Pastor, and my First Lady, Tiz, and for the Newark Gospel Tabernacle. And I thank God for
this airway.
It's open for this prayer this morning. Thank God. God bless everyone. And, yes, I am happy. I have the joy of the Lord now. Master all salvation. So thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise His name. Well, we can say ditto to that. We totally agree with that. What we're going to do, we're going to go to prayer right now, because while we are filled with hope and with joy, let's see here. Okay. All right. I just wanted to bring a little bit of quiet to the airwaves here as we go to prayer. while we are filled with joy, and I thank God for that, hope, for that we give him praise. Sight, for that we thank him. There are those who are sinking at this moment in darkness, hopelessness, and despair. They're in depression. And for whatever reason, we want to ask God, because his plan and purpose is that we would be full of joy, unspeakable joy in this season. But that's not true for many. So we want to lift them up before the throne of God, that joy would come as they receive him. He is Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's pray now that they would discover him, the gift, in a fresh and a new way that would bring them counsel, bring them the care of the Father. They would experience his might and his power, and of course his peace. Father, we stand in the gap today. We thank you for all that you've provided through this gift. You've provided forgiveness for our sins so that we can stand in a place called righteousness, covered by his righteousness, the covering that the gift brought with him. Father, we thank you for forgiveness and for cleansing. Now, Father, we are accepted in Christ. And we also want to lift up those that are outside of Christ right now, or even in Christ, but are somehow not experiencing joy and peace at this moment. And Jesus said, "My peace I give to you." And it's a peace that no other can give. And Father, we ask for that peace for everyone that is listening today, and for those that are out in the depths of darkness and despair. We ask for peace for them right now as they accept the gift that somehow, even in the depths of darkness, a light would shine, a great light. They would see it, and they would call out to you, and you will respond. You will embrace them as they move towards you. So we thank you today, Lord. Those that are on the edge, feeling like it's useless, we want to end it all. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would be successful bringing them back away from the edge, where they'll look up one more time, or maybe for the first time, and see the light, which is Christ. So that this season is remembered. This day is remembered as a day of salvation, season of salvation, a season of knowing, a season of revelation, season of restoration. for all those that are languishing in hopelessness, depression, despair right now. We know that the enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke his works, the works of the kingdom of darkness, in the name of Jesus. Jesus has been made manifest to destroy the works of the adversary. And Father, we're standing in agreement for the destruction of works of hopelessness, despair, even anger right now. In the name of Jesus, we call it done. In Jesus' name. In his name. Amen. And amen. Well, we're coming down to the end of our broadcast today. However, there's one last opportunity for us in the next few minutes. If you have something you'd like to add to our program today, or do you have prayers? Okay, yes, we're listening. You're on.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Please, God bless everyone on the line. I just wanted to give you all a little update as to my friend Rosemary's. We remember she went home to be with the Lord. I can say that boldly because I truly believe that she made her peace and she was resolved to God's will at the end. She was at peace. She was happy. She was joyful. And so on last Saturday, her family celebrated her, and at least until she goes home, because she's originally from the country of Barbados, and she and her family will. So they will be flying her body home to Barbados, that is. And so
Yes. Everything
went well on last Saturday. I didn't get to go to the funeral service of itself because I stayed back to help. If anybody know me, that's kind of like what I do. So that,
yes.
But everyone who went to the church service came back and after the repast, and they were just in such awe. They said it was such a beautiful service and everything went well. And so everybody was really happy, and her husband and her children, she has two children, a boy and a girl, and I did not sense any kind of, you know, like sadness, you know, like real grief. I know that they will miss their mom. I know that Keith,
yes,
is her husband, that he will miss his wife, but he said, at one point he was laughing at something and somebody was looking at it maybe kind of strange, and he said, well, she said not to be sad, she said to celebrate and to be happy,
right.
So that's what we're going to do. And so they proceeded to do that, and you know, in a nice moderate way, but we played music and everybody was sitting around talking, and it went so well. And even yesterday I texted him and they were having a hard time getting flights to go home to Barbados because it's a holiday season. He was telling me on Saturday there was absolutely none available. But, you know, that prayer changes things. And so by yesterday,
yes,
when I called him, yesterday when I spoke with him, he said, we are booked. We are leaving on the 28th, and the price is even cheaper. So I said, praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Everything
went well. I just wanted to give that update and report. And of course, I myself, praising the Lord for the great gift of Jesus Christ. Because without him, without his love, without that peace, without that joy, we are nowhere. We are truly lost. We are truly confused. But I thank God today,
yes,
that we do have a Savior. We do have a light We do have the light. We have the way, the truth, and the light. And we can look up. We can look up.
Yes,
we can truly look up and see and feel the glory of the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for that report. Thank you for that report. I just want to briefly, quickly add to that. I just met Rosemary once, of course, you know that. And but I can tell you, I'm so thankful that I had that one opportunity to meet her, and also the report of her readiness and departing this life with such grace left a mark on me. I just thought that was totally awesome, and it left me as well with a peace that she is with the Lord. How can you leave with such grace except that you've already made your peace with God? And she certainly left with in peace and with peace and was ready to go. And so my brief encounter with her that occasion left a mark on my own life. So I thank God for her. And that's what will happen when you're in Christ. That's what will happen. There's grace and peace. Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank you all for taking the time out from the holidays preparations to join us on this wonderful New Year's Eve. I would like us to get together just briefly. We'll try to make it as short as possible on tomorrow. I know we'll be in the midst of preparing as well. But we're going to just honor him with the gift of our presence on the program on tomorrow. And I see my sister-in-law is on in South Carolina. Linda, God bless you. I see so many. I'm just thrilled that you all are on with us. And we thank you and we trust that you have a wonderful, wonderful day today and an extraordinary day on tomorrow. Plan for it. Don't feel guilty. Celebrate in the name of Jesus. Let me leave you with a benediction that I think would be helpful and would be a blessing to all of us. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen and amen. God bless you.
God bless everyone on the line. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.